Doesn't matter whether you go to alternative news or fake news. There's a lot of bad news out there. But this morning we're going to be the proclamation of good news. And that puts a smile on my face, and I hope it'll put a smile on your face as well. You know, there's a passage in the Bible that down through the years I have repeated many, many times, and I have coined it the golden chain of salvation. The golden chain of salvation. You know, the golden chain of salvation is wonderful news to those who hear it. Those who do not hear it, it's not, either it's not good news at all, or it's not meaningful. But I want to read it to you this morning, because it resonates with the Christians. It starts out with, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And then as it goes on down through, it says in verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then it goes on and it says, verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." The question that I have for you this morning and for myself is, are we being led by the Spirit of God? If we're being led by the Spirit of God, then we are the sons of God, are we not? And how do we know that we're the sons of God? How can we have assurance that we're one of God's people? The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, here's the golden chain of salvation. I've got to keep this brief. I know I'd like to preach a whole, 30-minute sermon to you. But we don't have the time on this format to do that. I know that you all are busy. You have your lives to live. So let's look very closely at the golden chain of salvation. Verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, the golden chain of salvation sets forth the gospel in all of its fullness when it says that whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. It sounds like God did all the work in salvation. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.